a paradise to envelop and contain celestial spirits. Never was such a sudden scholar made. Never came reformation in a flood with such a heady current scouring faults. No, never hydra-headed willfulness so soon did lose his seat and all at once as in this king.
We are blessed in the change.
Hear him but reason in divinity, and all admiring with an inward wish, you would desire the king were made a prelate. Hear him debate of commonwealth affairs, you'd say it hath been all in all his study. List his discourse of war, and you shall hear a fearful battle rendered you in music. Turn him to any cause of policy, the Gordian knot of it he will unloose, familiar as his garter, that when he speaks, the air, a chartered libertine, is still, and the mute wonder lurketh in men's ears to steal his sweet and honeyed sentences, so that the art and practic part of life must be the mistress to this theoric, which is a wonder how his grace should glean it, since his addiction was to courses vain, his companies unlettered, rude and shallow, his hours filled up with riots, banquets, sports, and never noted in him any study, any retirement, any sequestration from open haunts and popularity.
The strawberry grows underneath the nettle, and wholesome berries thrive and ripen best neighbored by fruit of baser quality. And so the prince obscured his contemplation under the veil of wildness, which no doubt grew like the summer grass, fastest by night, unseen yet cressive in his faculty.
It must be so, for miracles are ceased, and therefore we must needs admit the means how things are perfected.
But, my good lord, how now for mitigation of this bill urged by the commons? Doth his majesty incline to it or no?
He seems indifferent, or rather swaying more upon our part than cherishing the exhibitors against us. For I have made an offer to his majesty upon our spiritual convocation, and in regard of causes now in hand, which I have opened to his grace at large, as touching France, to give a greater sum than ever at one time the clergy yet did to his predecessors part withal.
How did this offer seem received, my lord?
With good acceptance of his majesty, save that there was not time enough to hear, as I perceive his grace would fain have done, the severals and unhidden passages of his true titles to some certain dukedoms, and generally to the crown and seat of France, derived from Edward, his great-grandfather.
But was the impediment that broke this off?
The French ambassador, upon that instance, craved audience. And the hour, I think, is come to give him hearing. Is it 4 o'clock?
It is.
Then go we in to know his embassy, which I could with a ready guess declare before the Frenchman speak a word of it.
I'll wait upon you, and I long to hear it.
Where is my gracious lord of Canterbury?
Not here in presence.
Send for him, good uncle.
Shall we call in the ambassador, my liege?
Not yet, my cousin. We will be resolved before we hear him of some things of weight that task our thoughts concerning us and France.
God and his angels guard your sacred throne and make you long become it.
Sure, we thank you. My learned lord, we pray you to proceed and justly and religiously unfold why the law Salic that they have in France or should not bar us in our claim. And God forbid, my dear and faithful lord, that you should fashion, rest, or bow your reading, or nicely charge your understanding soul with opening titles miscreate, whose right suits not in native colours with the truth. For God doth know how many now in health shall drop their blood in approbation of what your reverence shall incite us to. Therefore take heed how you imporn our person, how you awake our sleeping sword of war. We charge you in the name of God, take heed. For never two such kingdoms did contend without much fall of blood, whose guiltless drops are every one a woe, a sore complaint against him whose wrongs gives edge unto the swords that make such waste in brief mortality. Under this conjuration speak, my lord, for we will hear, note, and believe in heart that what you speak is in your conscience washed as pure as sin with baptism.
Then hear me, gracious sovereign, and you peers, that owe yourselves, your lives,